Ping, episode 93,
and Ping, of course, the weekly show talking about all the hottest stories that Microsoft users are pinging each other about, and we've been gone for a while. I know you've noticed.
Well, we haven't been gone.
We've been gone.
Yes.
I've been gone too. I went to Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, and I'm sure you guys all enjoyed the videos. I posted a whole bunch of them. One of the coolest ones, Paul, was this little company we found off in the corner of the convention center called P2i. Did you watch the video?
P2i, no.
Yes,
no.
The number 2i, where it actually does this amazing waterproofing technology, and he sprayed like a tissue with it and dunked it in water, and it was dry, and then like water would roll off of it as though it was like mercury.
Wow.
It's amazing. You guys should check it out. What have you been up to?
I haven't played with that much mercury, aside from, you know, when I break open the random thermometer.
Thermometer, when you're little, right?
Yep.
I used to do that, and then your mom's like, don't do that, you'll turn out weird. And I'm like, no, I won't.
And it's like, it tastes like fish. what have I been up to? I was here and working diligently to try and ship the next version of Microsoft Codename Atlanta.
Sorry.
And I got to present and chat with the MVPs at the MVP Summit this past week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I was going to go to that.
But
I was busy.
But you were busy.
I was busy.
Yep. I got to see one of our favorite Niners, Meir. You may remember him from Ping episode 58.
He's a longtime supporter of Ping.
Yeah.
So my people.
Yep. And we had a fun little thing where I brushed my teeth and tried pronouncing his name like 40 episodes ago. So that was...
You tried brushing your teeth?
I did.
How'd that go?
All right, here we go. So it's... My gums are bleeding. And the last time that we had an episode, Ping 92, there were a lot of great comments.
Barely remember, but let's get to the comments.
Yes. So Alex Dresco says... I find Ping to be so much more rewarding than real work in the middle of the day, especially when I get called out by name. Mom will be proud. For your efforts, I cheer for you. And then there's this picture.
That's good.
Yes.
That's good.
It's almost as good as his profile picture. I think he may like cross-dressing.
I believe he is one of our cross-dressing fans. I'm sure he's not the only one
Probably
out there.
Not.
Go ahead. Raise your hand. I know you're watching. So that's good. I always support my cross-dressing audience, and I'm glad that they, you know, they probably saw those pictures of you in the bikini out there.
Oh, well, I'm sure there are now.
Yes.
Like the internet is magical like that.
It's amazing. Good job, Bob.
Yep. So some other comments. There's another Niner. Hello, Keith. Hey, are those Microsoft coffee cups? They look empty. We should have a game every episode. Spot that product placement.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, hold on a sec. I need to take this call on my Windows phone.
Exactly.
Wait. No.
That's all I have.
Yep.
This is my no-name lip gloss.
Yes.
I like Stella.
Huh. Amazing.
All right. Anyway, and last week we were snowed in. God, Stella lip gloss is just, I don't even know how to do this show without it.
That's really good. But C. Kurt said, wait, what? I can watch hot apps on Xbox Live? How do I set this up? Where can I find it? Thanks in advance.
That's right. You can. Hot Apps is now available not only here on Channel 9, but Xbox Live on your dashboard.
And do you know how to do that?
I can actually navigate you so you can watch me. There's certain things I don't know,
yep.
But if it has to do with watching me,
yep.
I can get you there.
Right.
So tell
me your wake-up routine. What do you do?
Well, I brush my teeth.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Yep.
So we differ there.
Yep.
But otherwise, I turn on my Xbox, and I sign in with my gamer tag.
Uh-huh.
And I believe my gamer tag is Thugsy Wugsy.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it is. And then you go to the dashboard, you go to the video marketplace, you go to Inside Xbox, and right there is all the list of shows created by the Xbox team. My Hot App Show being one of them, and it's updated every week. Every week there's a new show.
Wow.
You can watch me.
I can watch you in 1080p.
Over and over again, every week.
Yes.
You give me 5 minutes, I'll give you 5 Hot Apps.
Oh, look
wrong
at that.
Show. Wrong That's, show.
That is the wrong show. If I wanted to watch you over and over again, I would just watch that slow motion instant replay that we had on from a couple episodes ago. That's what I would watch over and over again.
You're a different kind of person, Paul.
Yes, yeah.
Let's start the show.
We should. Let's start it.
Let's do it.
No, let's start it now. All right, Laura.
Yes.
You know how we like celebrating big milestones here.
Big. I just like celebrating
big,
in general.
Yeah, you really, really do. In my head, I'm thinking like Alex Dresco making you like
like an animated GIF of that, but dressed in...
He's going to pile on the work for viewer Alex Dresko.
Yes, that's right. His mom must be really proud.
I bet.
Because
we're
mentioning
so
Alex Dresko so many times.
Yeah.
Anyway, big milestone here. The Windows Live Mesh team has reached a great number of 5 million devices that are connecting.
That are all meshed.
That they're all just all meshed together. It's just like a big scrap pile
That's
of
a lot.
Mesh.
Yeah. 5 million desktops?
Well, desktops, it's phone, it's all these devices that can share data with one another. 5 million desktops, 3 million users.
Great.
And over 2.2 petabytes of data.
You know, one time when Adam was co-hosting, we talked about the petabyte.
Oh, did he break it down for you?
Well, he asked me if I knew what it was, and I just let him know that if my petabyte me... He got out the house.
Yes. Yes.
That's what a petabyte does.
That joke.
When you put it that way, it's almost poetry.
Mm. Is still... still...
I don't
know.
Break it down. What is a petabyte?
A petabyte is lots and lots of cat photos. That is what it boils down to.
Lol. No,
a petabyte is 1 million gigabytes.
Okay. That's
so,
easy.
So it's like 1,000 terabytes.
Well, yeah, obviously that's how
or
that would
a billion
go.
Megabytes.
Yeah.
Or a trillion kilobytes.
Okay.
Or a quadrillion bytes.
Quadrillion? Did you just make that up?
No, surprisingly, no. No, I did not. Anyway, so there's just a ton of devices out there that are connecting and they're all working well. For those of you who don't know...
Do you use Live Mesh?
Yes, I use Live Mesh for mainly for the remote desktop functionality. So if I ever need to remote desktop into my PC from wherever I'm in the world, I'm able to do that. So that's a great functionality there. And then there's also all the good syncing things. So it meshed with Windows Live Sync, and I think we'd purchased a company called FolderShare a while back.
It's a free service, isn't that correct?
Yeah, it's a free service. Anyone has a Windows Live can do that.
You're limited to 5 gigs of data,
yeah,
is that
so
correct?
Yeah, five gigs of data that you can store in the cloud. But then there's also Windows Live SkyDrive, which I think is like 70 million people using that, and you can get up to 25 gigs. So there's just a bunch of stuff that's out there.
And I think that this is, they were saying that, you know, this is a good example of how Microsoft firmly believes that it's not just cloud, but it's also software plus services.
Yeah, like having the stuff local on-premise and being able to include the cloud where it makes sense.
So you kind of get the best of both worlds. You get to pick. That's awesome. And obviously 5 million people agree.
Yes.
Ooh, more than 5 million people, 5 million desktops.
5 million devices.
Devices. Okay.
Not just as devices.
Anything with a D.
And 3
drives.
Million users.
Yes.
Yes, drives, desktops, derps.
That's it. Next. All right, an exciting gamer news. This actually came from an announcement made by our good friend Major Nelson.
Major Nelson.
Major Nelson, the Xbox Live sort of community guy. He has a podcast. He's got a blog. He's sort of the go-to guy for news.
Yep.
And if you want to know what's fact from fiction and rumors, Major Nelson is the man.
Yep.
Anyway, enough about him.
Doesn't he have like the Major Minute or something on Xbox?
Major's Minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would just watch Hot Apps if I were you. If I was going to Xbox Live, that's probably all you need to see.
Mm.
But you can also scroll around. Anyway, he's just announced that they're actually bringing some gamer tags back to life. So gamer tags that were previously
So they're bringing kaputs. Xbox gamer tags back?
Yep. Yeah. They're bringing gamer tags back. That's good.
Yeah.
That was good.
I know. I just came up with that. I didn't have that in my notes.
So if you had an Xbox, and then when you transferred over to 360 and your gamer tag, you didn't transfer correctly, whatever happened, it somehow ended up on the not available for use list.
Right.
Now,
every day we're resurrecting more from the dead. It's like zombie gamer tags ready to eat human flesh brains.
No, I think this is just like it. I think this is probably more exciting for people who are looking for first time users who want to get their gamer tag set up.
They want to get that vanity tag.
Right,
without
because
having
anyone
like
myself, you can't go changing your gamer tag now. You are.
No, you can.
No, but I mean.
It costs Xbox Live
points. I understand you can. It is possible, but I'm saying, like, in terms of my rep and my people and who I am, Well, I am Thugsy Wugsy.
Right.
I mean, I can't go changing it.
Well, that's probably why a lot of people change their names to begin with, because they're now
probably...
They're
the witness protection program.
Right. Like, now when they think, like, they see their name coming back, it'll just, like, flashback memories of them being teabagged relentlessly, so...
Right, so...
That's just...
Yeah, so let somebody else have that sort of
that's
memory,
right.
That sort of name.
Yeah.
Anyway, check daily. As Paul said, they're bringing them back all the time. So either you can get your old tag back if you want, or good
or
new
someone
juicy
else
names
is
are now available.
It.
So you don't have to be Paul 3671.
Yeah.
Maybe just the original Paul.
Yeah, you could be
available.
DJ Cod 2.
That's right. Next. All right, Paul, so normally you would go to This Week on Channel 9 for sort of developer news, whereas we're more rounded all Microsoft news show, Ping. But there's something that I had to talk about is sort of developer news. It's a new developer contest called Dev Unplugged, and it's actually getting a lot of press. You know, Mary Jo Foley blogged about it. There's been a lot of sources from inside Microsoft putting it on their blogs. It's a big thing. And
we're definitely plugging Dev Unplugged.
We are plugging Dev Unplugged because we want you to get out there. And if you guys are the people that can win this. Tell them what the win, Paul.
They will win $9,000.
$9,000.
And a trip to a contest called the Future of Web Apps Conference in Las Vegas on June 27th.
Nice. And all you have to do is...
create some HTML5. That it works without plugins.
And that's right.
Have it render properly in Internet Explorer 9 release candidate.
So no Silverlight.
Yep.
No WPF, right?
Yeah. None of that stuff. Just make it like nice HTML5. You know, make good use of that canvas element. There's also categories that we're looking for. Like we really want music and games. Like
nice.
Those would be really cool.
Starting with the cool stuff.
Right. And they're also looking for like most innovative uses of geolocation and pin sites and canvas and SVG and all that good stuff.
Awesome. So the winners will be, the deadline to submit is, we've got a little time.
Well, the contest opened on March 1st and the submissions gallery is open to the public for voting on April 5th. So I'm guessing sometime between
now and April 5th.
Right.
Right. And then hopefully we will see one of our Ping viewers take this thing home all the way, and we can celebrate you in Las Vegas at the winner's announcement ceremony.
I will personally give a shout out to anybody that makes a game that uses Laura's face as a bad guy and my face as a good guy.
I will personally give
a shout out.
I will give money to anyone who makes Paul's head as the baseball and I get the bat. No, just kidding. That's terrible.
Yes.
All right, that's it.
I'm not very aerodynamic.
All right, Paul, so one of the coolest videos that I've seen recently that is, hitting the web and running and spreading all over the place is this video promoting the Kinect and the Windows Phone, where you can actually use your Windows Phone as a controller of sorts and the Kinect at the same time. Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah. I saw that video, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. It seemed pretty cool.
So the premise is you take your Windows Phone. It's for the game. I forget what it's called.
Like Ricochet?
Yeah. The ball comes flying at you, and if you're the person playing the Kinect, you have to, like, you know, dodge the ball.
Yep.
And if you're the phone, then you actually control the ball.
Right, yeah.
So you're two-player, yeah.
It's actually multiplayer. Like, if you look at the technology preview, so this isn't real yet. But
not
this
yet.
This is
like one of those future videos.
Right, the technology preview videos.
Right, those future videos.
Right, the videos that are there now that talk about future technology in a preview form.
In a preview, what it is.
Right, and you can see that there's a guy that's just... playing what you think is like normal Ricochet, and then there's someone sitting next to him that, like, when she hits the screen, like, a ball pops up on his screen, so he has to hit that.
Yeah.
And then she can actually, like, drag it into, like, really random patterns, and then he has to, like, try and follow that around. And there was another friend that came in, and they just kept just, like, smashing all these balls on the screen. And he was just over.
Now, like, here's my question to you. Granted, this looks really fun. And, like, awesome, should that technology actually, you know, come to fruition. It looks really cool. But is it, and I know I'm going to get the haters all up on me now, is it that much cooler than just controlling the ball with an Xbox controller?
Yes.
Why?
Why is
because
it?
Because you love that kind of thing. Why can't I just use my Xbox controller?
Because this brings in additional revenue for Microsoft.
That is cool.
Well, no, it's cool because, like, you actually have, like, your own display. Whereas, like, with a controller, it requires eye-hand coordination versus, like, anyone can do this. Like, my mom would probably not be able to use the controller that well.
Well, you look at the screen that you were playing on.
Well, like, one gamer to another, no problem. getting a Windows phone and just...
And I appreciate the you know, the science behind it and the technology behind it that would enable this sort of thing to happen.
How would you think that something like this works?
Oh, I would just call my devs.
Oh, okay.
And I would have them build it.
I see.
And I would do a video about it afterwards. Yeah. I ask the questions, Paul. Yeah, I don't answer them.
What I like about this is that this allows people that may have smaller living room spaces to be able to have multiple people interact with a game at once versus having like one or two people like jumping around and actually have them all engage in the same type of thing. And this probably also means that any injuries that are related to the Xbox are no longer your own stupidity. It's the stupidity of your friends trying to make you jump for a ball
on
the far corner.
That's right. We just cleared ourselves of all liability lawsuits.
That's right. Now it's your friend's fault.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, that wraps up this week's episode of Ping. We want to welcome you back, as we are sure you're welcoming us back.
Yes.
We were missed.
Yeah,
feel the love.
We very much were missed.
And I wanted to thank everyone for voting on the 90s. The voting is now closed, but thousands of people voted.
Who won?
Thousands of people.
How do we find out who won?
Well, Paul, the winners will be announced at the Mix Conference 2011 in Las Vegas, and then the video will be posted of the event on Channel 9 shortly afterwards.
Nice. So the 90s awards will be on April 13th.
That's right, Paul. Yes. We're not giving out any more information than that.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
Is this supposed to be secret?
Well, no, we can tell
we just give our viewers information that hasn't been posted anywhere else?
That's right.
Oh, amazing.
So don't go spreading it around. Anyway, we will be back next week. And as always, follow us on Twitter. We will be giving more updates about the 90s and everything relevant that you need to know.
And I will be retweeting things that seem appropriate.
That's right. I solely retweet Charlie Sheen these days.
Okay. And I solely retweet Laura Foy because no one's tweeting on my behalf.
Right. Well, you have to give the call to action again.
Yeah,
you may have forgotten.
So tweet something that you think I might want to say, and then I'll just retweet it.
I'll just retweet it. Paul doesn't like to do any thinking on his own.
Exactly. There's no original thought I've ever had.
He is a sheep. You be the shepherd. And with that, we're out of here. Ready?
I'm a sheep.
Oh, yeah.